We've got Ryan McCormick. He is one of the head chief bottle washers over at Goldman McCormick Public Relations. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. It's a great honor to be with you, Jack.
It is an honor for you to get up this early and call me. Now, you're in the public relations business, but you were in the radio business for a long time, right?
Yes. Yes, still in the radio business as well, still an active radio producer.
Oh, are you?
Yes, yes. Radio shows, though, are it's a metaphysical, philosophical program. We also do a legal-based program, but, you know, just nonetheless incredibly exciting.
Good. Well, now you're in the PR business, and public relations today aren't all that good in this country. And you've been talking to stations around the country about politics and the workplace and how America's reputation is going to change because of Trump, and ways to repair torn relationships. And it's true, torn relationships because of an election.
Right. The first thing is, we've been saying for a very long time, you know, people, when you are in your place of business, it's really good just to keep it low and political. Because people get very emotional and they're very attached to their candidates. And when their candidates lose, it's the same thing as being involved in a sports team. You feel the highs, you feel the lows, and it could actually have a negative impact in the long term on your employment. Because if your boss is for one candidate and you're for another candidate, it could, and they know you're for a candidate as a candidate with them, it could be bad for your career. So first thing is try not to discuss the work. Don't even bring it up. And even if you your candidate won, and you don't even try to console the people.
I think that's a great idea.
Long process would be pretty helpful.
Now, you say our reputation is going to change with President Trump. Yes. Tell us why.
Well, right now, on a global scale, I don't think Americans are as respected, or the country is in a bad position. A lot of these policies have had a negative impact. Most people don't see America the way they did. And as of right now, the first thing that they're seeing is they see a loudmouth guy. I'm just saying this from the world. And they're kind of like gearing towards a negative.
Yeah.
So they are, America's reputation is either going to, at this point right now, it's either going to barrel down towards something negative or it could be something positive. But for right now, I think the world's very apprehensive because of the last 12 years have actually been more negative. The U.S. has gotten involved in a lot of other conflicts, and they've done things that have not been, I'd say, parallel to what they've done earlier years. So America's reputation is going to change. And people throughout the country, I think that they need to just be aware of that. And, you know, when you go to another country, you'd be as nice as you are, you'd be as good as you can be, and, you know, help restore that reputation. I think that our reputation is not just based on our politics, but based on how our individual citizens, you know, treat themselves and treat others in these other places of origin.
And we're 2 weeks away, 2 weeks from today, to Thanksgiving, and we're going to be sitting around the table with our relatives that many of us only see once a year, and we know how they feel politically, and if we don't feel the same way, how do you repair those torn relationships?
Well, I think that one of the greatest things you can do, Jack, is you find the relatives that you didn't see politically with, and you get them a lot of turkey. First off, all that tryptophan, you got to put them right out, and then you get them a couple of Jack Daniels.
There you go. I like the way you think. I'm hearing you say don't bring it up, right?
Well, you don't bring it up, but you think, I always go against conventional wisdom one way. Like I think it's great to talk about politics. I think it's great to talk about religion because, you know, it's an expression of ideas, and it's wonderful, I think, when people can share their ideas and just be accepting. For some reason in our country, I think that, I don't know what happened, but when you bring this up, people get very upset. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm going to say, maybe in a place of business, in your workplace environment, well, you may not see those people, probably not a good idea. But with your family, I mean, you're stuck with them. You're going to be with them all the time. Maybe it's great to bring things up. It was great to have good discussions. So, but
well,
Thanksgiving, you got those relatives. You're probably not going to see. You want to keep involved. Maybe don't bring it up as much.
Of course, protesters in the street. I did see
incredible.
That coming. But it is kind of incredible, isn't it?
Yes. It's incredible. I don't understand why there are so many people actively furious and marching all throughout the country when other presidents have been elected,
mm-hmm.
You've not had the same thing. I mean, it's not like when Barack Obama was elected in 2008, you didn't see white supremacists marching all over the Capitol and being upset. And if this election was closer, if it was questionable, I completely understand why people would be upset. But it seemed like it was a pretty decisive victory on this. And I don't understand the idea that they – I know that Trump is – he's – you know, he provokes people. He definitely is one of those guys that goes out and will do something and people get upset. But he's got people of all different ethnicities that have worked for him, and he's actually had quite a number of people. That I mean, especially when it comes to women. I mean, his campaign manager was a woman, and apparently that was the only one he listened to. He went through three other campaign managers who were guys, and he apparently he didn't listen to him. But this one, Kellyanne, he was very much listened to. So I just don't understand the provocation of the anger. I don't understand why there's so much anger towards him right now.
Yeah. Ryan, hey, I appreciate it, sir. Thanks for being with us.
Jack, great honor, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.